Okay, so you said at the brink of your being drafted, something happened at the point where you...
Yeah, well, we went to do a session that night in Beaumont the night before I left to go to Paris Island. I joined the Marine Corps Reserves and had to go for 6 months. And we cut 4 songs, and Bill wanted me to cut this Galinda. He had heard us do it. And I didn't really want to do it because back then... French, Cajun music, anything like that was not anything anybody wanted to do.
It was a forgotten music.
It was kind of like, you know, I don't want to do that. You know. And I said, I don't even want to do that. So after we got through the 4th song, he said, do me one favor and just cut that French song, that song that I like. And I said, okay, we'll do it one time through. So we did it just one time through, Galinda. And I left the next morning, and that's what he put out. And I was laying in the barracks one night, listening with the radio on in South Carolina, and this jockey played Galinda, you know, and it surprised me. Because
it was a big hit in Baltimore, I'll tell you, it was really a big hit in Baltimore.
In several places it was spotty, you know, it wasn't a big national hit. It was in the national charts. I was invited to go back on American Bandstand, or Bill could arrange it, whatever the deal was, but he called Paris Island and they wouldn't let me out of boot camp, you know, to go do this.
Yeah.
So I never got to go. I mean, I never know
so
what
you never really
happened.
Got to promote the
we
record.
We never promoted it. You know, by the time I got out, 6 months later, everything had died, you know.